Life sucks and I never try suicide. Mine's lost even more than I realize. Time's up, keep it moving when she arrives. If you ever heard what I heard in my mind, never try, you would cry, that's a lie, you would die. I don't wanna ever come down from a height, I am in the best seat. From time, been the next breed, if you're coming, come at me directly. Don't need no one to defend me. Souls in a place even I can't get to, don't mess with the deadly. Moon waves in open seas, quick coasting overseas. But knows who don't believe, they will never wanna admit I'm the best here from the mere fact that I've got ovaries. It's a woman's world, so to speak. It's a few sour, never giving credit where it's due, cause he don't like it's in power, venom. My, if you ever heard what I heard in the night, what a fright must have been in person.
All right, good evening. This is DJ Maple from Pancaked, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So tonight, we're going to be going through the newest Cage album that came out last week. We're going to try and go through the whole thing pretty much straight, not give you too many interruptions, so you get a good sense of what it flows together like. And then we're going to talk about at the end. I mean, I'm a huge Cage fan, so you're going to see how much I love it, but I hope everyone else enjoys it if they haven't heard it already.
Choose your favorite. At least you're on the radio.
Soft glow on the ultraviolet, slipped and fell into the deep end. All the sidewalks shimmer just like diamonds. All the empty words were flying. Well, the heart was low, but I never was alone. I never was alone. Let the love light guide me home. One step fades and falls into another. I'm not getting any further. Left you feeling like an alien. All the shiny sidewalks, they were lying. Lost myself while I was hiding. And the heart was low, but I never was alone. I never was alone. Let the love light guide me home. Hearts are empty almost all the time. Blind devising ways to lead the blind. And it seems as if there's no end in sight. Let the love light guide me home. Let the love light guide me home. Like we were never close.
to let go.
There's gotta be a place.
All the boys
When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or in a high tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station, WMFO. We care about bears. And you. So that was the entire Cage album that we just went through. It's definitely a lot slower than a lot of their other albums, but for a good purpose. The lead singer has been going through a lot of stuff that's been relatively public. If you care about the band, then it's certainly information you can find. And kind of going on in the background here, I'm just going to have more Cage music that I love. For the most part, a little bit of slower stuff, just as a comparison for the slow music that they put out in this album. But it's definitely a new step for them, I think. I've got another person on who, this was the first time that she listened to the album, so I just want to get some thoughts, because I love Cage, so it's kind of unfair for me to judge it.
I agree. I think they definitely took some of it in a different direction. I'm not super familiar with all of their music, but I have listened to some of their older stuff. And I like the new direction they're going. I think it's exciting to have like different speeds throughout the album and really get a sense of what the main singer is going through the lyrics.
Yeah, I think you can really see it in Ready to Let Go, their old sound. And so that's why I think they put that out first of all of the singles. But it's really nice then having that still on the album, so you have a direct comparison back to back. Because Skin and Bones before it is a little slower, but the album starts a little slow and then it builds and then it falls again to that like very slow dramatic conclusion in Goodbye, which I really, really like, because I feel like something that I've heard about Cage is the singer has a very like distinct voice that's a bit rocky and that like is not necessarily always classically like the nicest voice. I really like it because I think it fits their music style well. But they really put it on display in Goodbye, which is something they don't really do very often, and really just focusing on his voice. And I think that's a good showing for how nice he can actually sound, where it's really him tailoring his voice to the music. It's not that he doesn't necessarily have a good voice, it's that he sings to how he feels it would fit the song best, which I think shows the range that he has.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I also like, I think some of the songs, I think that's just for me personally, but at points the music feels like a little anxiety provoking with some of the notes that they throw in there. So having the slower songs at the beginning and end of the album, I think help tie it together and like bring the listener sort of back down from that.
Yeah, they definitely have some songs that are a little like upbeat and almost jumpy. Like their most popular song ever is Ain't No Rest for the Wicked, which is very much like a bit more of a driving and get you going kind of song. Mm-hmm. So it is cool definitely to see them have this range. And it makes me wonder that I understand why they made this kind of slower, sadder album, but it makes me wonder whether this is a direction they're going to continue with or whether this is something that's more of a one-off because this is the things that were happening in the lead singer's life and whether they're going to kind of jump back more towards what they did in Tell Me I'm Pretty, which is, I think, their best album they've ever put out. It won a Grammy. It's every song on it is incredible, and it really encapsulates them as a band. So I wonder if this is them taking a step in a new direction, or if this is them just saying, this is where we were when we wrote this album. Here is one facet of what we can do, but we're going to go back then to who we were before. Right. I don't know.
I mean, do you think that they've sort of had a progression with their music throughout their career, that it's been pretty constant until this album?
I think they've been slowly getting almost calmer. Tell Me I'm Pretty is a little, like, they started out a little more ragged and garage band-esque, mm-hmm. and they've slowly, I think, become a little more polished, sometimes for better, sometimes for worse, because my favorite, just to give another band, my favorite Black Keys album is their first album, which is them basically just playing garage blues rock, and it's awesome. But I think in Cage, this direction was the best thing for them, And so, as much as I love this album, I'm really curious if it's gonna continue this progression, or if this was just a sidestep to show what else they can do, but maybe not necessarily what they want to always be doing. It's just where they are now, not necessarily who they are.
Yeah. I also feel like even if they are sort of maybe like slowing down or becoming more polished, that they still have a lot of intricacies with their music, and like the background music isn't something that just is like a constant melody like a lot of songs are, but they have different instruments that come in that they use, which I don't know, that helped like maintain my attention throughout the album, and I really like that because I like hearing different instruments and how they can incorporate that.
Yeah, definitely. Something you said earlier as it was going is the fact that they incorporated the strings in there. Mm-hmm. So like what did you like about that?
I just think strings are really pretty, and I think that they're not used a lot in modern music, and I think they're like a really underrated instrument that for me provoke a lot of emotion. So yeah, I guess it again just like makes it less jarring, the music, and makes it more calm and like fluid.
Yeah, I can have some more. Alright, no problem.
Sorry about that. To get back into what we were talking about, you want to get back into the strings real quick?
Yeah, so I was just saying that strings are something that always I sort of notice when I'm listening to music, and I think they just like sway my mood more than other instruments, and I'm not sure, like maybe it's a nostalgic thing from playing the violin in my childhood, but it's just something that I noticed that I don't think more of like a rock band really usually incorporates.
I really like when rock bands incorporate other musical instruments, especially like I love when rock music incorporates brass. Mm. But like anything that can be done well, I like that change of pace. Like I really liked the violins in this, and like there are a lot of like, do you know The Heavy?
No.
So they're like a kind of an alternative band that leans towards rock.
Okay.
And they have like a whole brass section in their music, and it's really good. And I really appreciate when a band can kind of step out of their range instrument-wise, but still keep the overall flow of the music mm-hmm. in their own style. I think that shows a lot of talent in their own ability to write music for themselves. It really shows what talented musicians they are if they can bring all of these new instruments together in a way that still sounds like them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think like throughout this album, it's still a lot of the songs had that sort of that beat that you can like tap your foot to, and like you know that's there throughout the song, but then they take it like a little bit different directions throughout the song. But yeah, I think it's just a testament to their band and how they write music. And that's always something that's intrigued me, is how they come up with new music and what their process is for that. I think that would be really interesting to know.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a little easier to see here their process, where it's very clear what their, at least their motivation was. And so I feel like it's a lot easier to write music like this when you have a lot of emotion to put into it, mm-hmm. and you're using it as an outlet for something. Whereas if it's more so you just have a creative passion and want to create something, versus you've been through something and you need a way to express it. And I think that that really comes through in this album, as this was an album almost written out of necessity for the singer's right. outpouring of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And it all comes, I think, to a, I mean, I don't want to say anti-climax, but a climax at the end with the slowest, saddest song, which is certainly the most powerful, even though it's so slow, so reserved.
Yeah. I think it's almost like a song of exception, hopefully. So maybe it's an indication that they're going to take the next album in a different path, but
yeah.
they might continue that based on, I mean, obviously you can never tell
yeah.
how your emotions are going to change, but...
Yeah, you can kind of see him going through the stages of grief, getting through his wife leaving him, where he's talking about like how he's not going to let this ruin his perception of love. And also there's a song called The War Is Over, and how it's just like their battle of her leaving is done. And his last song is a final goodbye to what mm-hmm. they had, and also a final goodbye to the people that he lost.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of him bringing everything to a close and saying, this chapter of my life was really sad, but it's done now. I have to say goodbye. I have to keep moving forward.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier that like you think most of the song or most of the album is about his wife, but can you think of any lyrics where it might be more about the friends that he lost?
I think that probably comes back to Dance Dance and also Goodbye. I think the goodbye is to everybody, mm-hmm. not just to his wife, but also to his friends, to yeah. the people he lost. And I think that's kind of where you get the dichotomy in this album, where the slow, sad songs are him missing his wife, whereas maybe the faster songs are, instead of him missing his friends, it's him celebrating who they were and mm-hmm. what they had, and less so him, he was more celebrating their life as opposed to being sad over their deaths.
Yeah.
And I think that's why you get this huge difference between songs like Ready to Let Go and Goodbye, is that mm-hmm. he knew that if he was just sad about everything, he wouldn't necessarily be able to move on. And so that's why he kind of decided to make it what it is. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I'm just, as much as I love this album, it means there's another, at least 2 years before I get another one. Because
yeah.
they're not the fastest band at putting out music.
Has this become your new favorite Cage album?
No. This is not my new favorite Cage album. I mean, I love this album, don't get me wrong. But it would be really, really hard for them to eclipse Tell Me I'm Pretty. Tell Me I'm Pretty is one of the best albums of the last decade. Like, every song on it is so good and so them. And I'm just... Oh, it was amazing when it first came out. Oh, it was so
good.
I'll
have to go listen to the whole thing. I don't think I've heard it all.
But you'll recognize a bunch of them, and even the songs you don't know, you'll wonder how you don't know them
mm-hmm.
because they're all that good. I mean, I think it was the first and only Grammy they won. I believe it won for Best Rock Album. Either won for Best Rock Album or Best like Rock Performance. It's one of those ones yeah. where the Grammys don't actually know what rock music is. And Cage is rock, but like those categories, it seems like the Grammys just don't understand music at all beyond like what is popular and on the radio. And I always wonder why they award certain things the way they do, because it never fits what people who listen to that music necessarily are feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I don't understand how they choose this sort of BS popularity contest.
I feel like they only